Principle number one, I embody and share my truth, even at the risk of losing people. We talk about truth a lot, yet in reality, truth is subjective. Your truth may differ from my truth, and that's okay. I remember when I first started sharing about my personal journey through the traditional and allopathic medical system, and how I finally found healing through more holistic paths. I remember encouraging people to practice discernment and not blindly follow those in perceived positions of authority just because we've been programmed to do so. And I remember the backlash that followed. From hateful DMs and text messages, to the ending of lifelong friendships, to the cold stares from family members. It was hard. I felt hated, misunderstood, abandoned, and rejected. And yet, I also began to attract the most aligned clients into my programs and aligned people into my life. People who just got me. I felt seen, heard, acknowledged, and supported, and that felt so good. What doesn't feel good is pretending to be someone you're not due to your fear of losing people. What doesn't feel good is biting your tongue due to your fear of rocking the boat. What doesn't feel good is sharing false truths to please those around you. What doesn't feel good is manipulating your truth to maintain an image. What's not okay is diluting your potency. As a potent leader, you're not here to paint a pretty picture. You're here to pave the way, and that requires you to share your truth. There are two reasons why you find it challenging to embody and share your truth. Reason number one, your fear of how people will react. This stems from your basic human need for love and belonging and the trauma that has left you feeling judged, misunderstood, unloved, or abandoned. And reason number two, your lack of trust in yourself. This likely began at a younger age when you were trained to believe that you were too much or not enough. People made you question yourself often, leading you to believe that you couldn't trust what you felt, thought, or believed. Embodying your truth isn't easy, as it requires immense courage to face the trauma that initiated the fears that have you wearing masks. But the more you lean into courage, the more you heal. The more you heal, the more you begin to trust yourself. The more you trust yourself, the more you embody your truth. Embodying and sharing your truth will help attract aligned people into your life and business. People who hold similar values, people who appreciate who you be. And I know this sounds cliche, but the ones who judge you, abandon you, or unfollow you are the ones who are not meant to be in your life or community, nor are they the people that you're meant to serve. Potency is an amplification process. This means no more dilution, including dilution within your relationships, friendships, and community. You get to offer yourself the deep medicine that comes with embodying your truth. You get to be who you be. You get to reclaim your potency.